I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 2922. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock.
Montgomery!
And the men's room. Hot champ today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a midterm shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking to drugs.
All right, here we go. Parents get upset when they find out their kids were served kangaroo chili at school.
Why?
Meanwhile, a Tennessee couple visits six Disney parks on both coasts in one day, which is actually pretty cool. Kleenex new man-sized tissue deemed too sexist to blow. The 9-year-old Girl Scout selling cookies outside of a dispensary in Canada is raking in the dough. And a mechanic for the president's helicopter fleet gets caught in pesky meth bust. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
If I told you that there was a 45-hour police standoff involving 100 police officers, you'd probably imagine like a heavily armed perp or perps, right? A kidnapping, bank robbery, or something worthy of 100 cops in 45 hours. That's how we roll here in the States. Not so in England. We go to Cardiff, where 100 police officers found themselves in a 45-hour standoff with a man who had the audacity to moon them. That's right. A guy climbed up to a rooftop, pulled down his pants, and then hung his ass out and taunted the cops. And for 45 hours... 100 of them had a quote-unquote standoff. Now, we'll share the whole story in a minute. We'll also share the story from just earlier today when a man in China, he got drunk, and he thought it would be a good idea to shove two fish up his butt. And if it sounded like I said he put two fish up his butt, it's because that is what I said, and I said that because that is what he did. And it ended just about as well as you think it did. But it turns out there are a lot of, there's a lot of butts in the news. People getting shot in the ass. We have one man who died after a friend sprays a high-pressure vacuum in his anus. Man hides counterfeit cash between his butt cheeks. On and on it goes. Trust me, we have a plethora of ass stories. You're welcome. But speaking of ass stories, everyone's ass has a story. And that is what today's question is. What's the butt story?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the Men's Room.
Hola, bitchola. And away we go. Welcome to show number 2922. What a large and in charge program do we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. One day we'll be sitting on a beach, legs kicked up, drinking a pina colada, probably a frozen one, Ted.
Oh,
be
yeah.
Hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll say, hey,
I think they did this show before, because that's how good the show is going to be for you today.
Send me a daiquiri.
The return of the bad jokes coming up. The exciting return as well of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night Steve and I had last night, man. It was a long one, but we came up with some great rhymes and riddles and some tongue twisters for you, Ted. Lo and behold, we had a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC that we just got minutes ago. So unfortunately, all that hard work we did is in vain, but we move on.
Mm-hmm. You think we'd be used to it by now, but no.
Yeah, but keep in mind, you know, like a lot of the ones that we come up with, we actually have for you on our app. So if you download the Men's Room app, you can play You versus the FCC. All of your submissions, as fast as we can get them in, we're putting them in there too. So if you're a little bit bored or hanging out at the bar and you want to have a little fun, play You versus the FCC. Download the Men's Room app. You can listen to the show anytime, anywhere, on demand. It's a great thing, and there's a Men's Room beer finder on there as well. Okay, today we're going to talk about the butt, and we ask just quite simply, what's the butt story? Could be your butt, could be someone else's butt, but we start with a story which seems a little bit ridiculous. Cops used armed officers, a 3,000-pound drone, 110 officers, and wasted 900 hours to capture a drunken man who mooned them. The 51-year-old builder, Christopher Foley, insulted, taunted, and mooned 100 armed officers during a drunken... How long of a standoff, Ted? How many hours?
I'll say 22.
22. Higher than that.
Should we have Mike do this? I mean, he's the auctioneer.
Yeah, Mike, do you know how many hours this guy did the mics up?
He's got a phone.
Yeah, he's
30.
Busy.
Actually, it was 45.
45?
It's 45 hours.
As long as it's a work week.
Yes, exactly. Unbelievable.
Wait, unarmed, just your ass, and you put this in perspective, longer than a work week, some guy's pale ass is hanging out, and this requires 100 or... You know this doesn't happen in the States, right?
How did he stay drunk for 48 hours?
You probably keep drinking. If the cops aren't going to come up and get you and you brought some booze with, just keep drinking.
During the builder's 45-hour standoff, police said he pulled down his pants numerous times and threw stones and bricks at the police, their vehicles, and the drone that they were flying. He was finally caught when he got down from the building and went into his home next door. The police operation had cost taxpayers approximately £18,000. It took between 700 and 900 hours of police time, with an average of 15 to 20 officers present at any given time. And then a firearms unit and two negotiating teams were deployed, but they made little progress with him, to be frank.
Pull up your pants, right?
He threw missiles at him and basically pulled down his pants and mooned them.
Missiles.
He was wanted on recall to prison at the time of the incident. According to an officer, he climbed onto the roof and took his trousers and pants down. He mimed a sex act, and he whistled and cheered and got cheers from the bystanders, who actually thought it was a pretty fun show.
Quite lovely.
Also yelled obscenities at the cops and threatened to hit them over the head with a brick.
Did you read the obscenities?
I did not.
They don't have the quote.
No, I don't have.
Oh.
Oh, no. What? How juicy was it?
Oh, he. I mean, it wasn't much.
Was it insulting or was it funny or was it?
I found it kind of funny. He used a C-bomb in there, but it was F-U or F-off, one of those two, followed by, if any of you C-bombs comes up here, I will hit you over the head with a brick so hard you'll be able to lick your own ass.
Is that not a socially more acceptable term in England than it is anywhere else in the world, or is that Australia?
I know Australia it is for sure.
Australia. Okay,
obviously it's not positive because you're yelling this at cops that want you to do something. It's not like you'd be like, you're in a standoff with the police, like, hello, friends. Exactly. I'm not coming out like that's not.
But it could be kind of like the way we use the word bitch sometimes.
Sure.
Right? Like sometimes you'd be like, oh man, well, I shouldn't go down that road.
Yeah, but I understand.
But it's not positive, is the point.
Right.
I guess you're right.
Any of you bitches comes up, oh, he just said bitch. It's not so bad.
Well, we say like all the bitches.
Sure.
And it's kind of like, all right, we're kind of joking around. But also,
I'm not joking.
Depends on where we are.
I don't know about you, player. I ain't joking. All the bitches.
This is this story right here for you is hot off the press. This just happened. It's a fish swims into man's intestines after the man inserted it into his backside.
Wow, wait a minute. That fish didn't swim anywhere. The guy sent him on a path he couldn't come back from.
Well, he did, in fact, swim up into the intestines.
No, but Ted's making a point. He couldn't swim anywhere else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, you know what I mean? You got to go up from there.
Like, I feel like they're kind of putting this on the fish a little bit.
You've seen the fish wiggle. You know where they're going.
Right. Well, I mean.
It's like a salmon swimming upstream, except for he's swimming up anus.
Well, maybe you put the fish in backwards. Right? If you put
no, because then it just shoots out.
That's what I mean. If you put, isn't that a trick, though?
I don't think
if I put a fish
first.
In tail first.
That's a weird party, right?
It's a weird party, but it's better than me going to the hospital.
According to reports, the unnamed 45-year-old man who was drunk at the time of the insertion was rushed to the hospital with signs of high temperature, low blood pressure, and severe stomach pain. According to reports, the man admitted to voluntarily putting two pondfish in his anus when he was heavily under the influence of alcohol.
I've been drunk before, bro. Don't blame that on alcohol.
Fortunately, doctors in southern China managed to successfully remove the fish. One had broken through the bowel wall, which was causing the patient the severe abdominal pain. As the two fish had stayed in the patient's body for over 24 hours, surgeons had to perform an abdominal digital radiography to locate them. The patient was diagnosed with perforation of an intestine and was at risk of septic shock due to infection. Doctors told the reporters the second fish was stuck in the upper left section of his abdomen. One doctor said the second fish is 4 inches long. He could have lost his life if that fish swam any further and reached his upper organs.
You know what, man? And little known fact, in the world of Pixar movies, that was the original inspiration for Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
At a much different, but it's the same idea. Nemo gets lost. He makes a few buddies along the way. They were going to call him an ass clownfish. They had the whole thing worked out, but in the end, they decided to make a kid's movie.
Our question, what's the butt story? 844-999-OLA. Let's go to Ireland. Investigators are looking for the man involved in the shooting of a street drug dealer named Strawballs, who was shot in the butt. And two suspects were, in fact, arrested in the case. The male and female were still being held in custody at the station after the arrest in the early dawn. The North Inner City shooting happened in March when a man ran into a takeaway and hid in the kitchen area after being shot in the ass when a gunman targeted him. The arrested suspects are a woman from Ringsend and a man from the North City. It is suspected the shooting happened after a major dispute involving street dealers in the area. The arrested man is suspected of being the shooter, while the woman is believed of providing him with the key help, so to speak, as far as driving away. Strawballs does have strong links, they say, to the Hutch mob. He was in the company
and the Scarecrow.
He was in the company of a large number of other people outside of a premises on Sheriff Street, ironically enough, when two disguised men approached him and shot him in the butt outside of the grocery store. Despite being shot, Strawballs and a number of other people ran into the grocery store where they were followed by a gunman and his associate. However, they could not find him, so the duo fled on foot as he hid in the kitchen area of the premises.
I mean, as ridiculous as it sounds, if you have to take any blunt force trauma, don't you hope it's to the butt?
Yeah.
Right? Someone has a baseball bat, a gun, a knife, and you name it. Like, as much as you don't want to have to talk about your ass in spite of us talking about your ass today, like, you hope to take the brunt there, right?
Mm-hmm. It seems like the logical place.
Well, think about it. They call it spanking if you hit them in the butt. It's called a beating if you hit them anywhere other than there, right? Like, it's already agreed upon, like, all right. If they're going for the butt, it's not the worst thing they can do.
No.
Yeah, and you're right. Even, like, I don't know. Like, you know, you talk about, like, fraternities or stuff, like, paddling people. Like,
but it's always the butt.
Yeah.
So you get a little leeway.
There was a story. I thought about pulling it up. I'll just tell you the long and short of it. It's pretty disturbing. This happened a few years back, but it was at the University of Tennessee.
All right.
And there was a case of fraternity hazing. Where
butt funnels?
They gave, somebody an enema and basically almost killed a guy. Or they did kill a fraternity member. I can't remember.
Doing enemas?
Now, wait a minute.
Wait, why would he want to do
that? That kid gave
a
press conference, remember?
Did he do one? So he was still alive?
Yeah, I think he went to the hospital. Because I just remember the press conference and his lawyer standing there. And it was just hilarious because his lawyer had to say the term butt funnel like three times. Like, Miles Montgomery never butt funneled beers.
She's telling me this dude, like, I'm in the hospital because of an enema gone wrong. And now you're going to hold a press conference.
Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody else did. There was a whole, like, I hope nobody died. But there was a whole thing around it. Like, they held a press conference, like, in front of the university, like, he didn't partake in this, and blah, blah,
defending all the other guys.
Okay, here we go. Here's the story. A dangerous drinking practice known as butt chugging sent a University of Tennessee student to the hospital with severe alcohol poisoning this weekend. 20-year-old Alexander Broughton, who I'm sure is still happy we're bringing this up, was brought to the emergency room and showed a blood alcohol level thought to be well over 0.4.
Wow.
They believe he ingested the alcohol, but ingested it exclusively by butt chugging. He appeared to be extremely intoxicated and showed signs of physical and possible sexual abuse. Butt chugging, formerly known as an alcohol enema.
An individual basically drinks the fluid into his or her rectum with a tube or a hose.
That's not drinking.
The alcohol effects come quickly and potently.
That is not drinking.
They highly suggest that you never do.
Never.
Never.
No.
Ever.
Because that area.
It's like a Tide Pod, though. Like, why do you have to explain this to people?
Well, people have been doing it with drugs, too.
I know this. I know. So but with the drug addict, you're like, hey, man, you already know it's drugs. Like, right, whatever you feel. Here's the safe way to do it. Yep. They're drugs. Like, whatever.
I think people need to keep in mind, too, when you're talking about pudding stuff, like...
Pudding stuff.
Freudian slip.
Oh, boy.
You're talking about pudding stuff back there.
There is, I want to say, hundreds of thousands of nerve endings back there. Like, there's a reason things are kind of sensitive. Like,
well,
go easy. Let's keep fish and booze out of there.
Well, I feel like... For something
overall.
To do that, it has to be a voluntary thing. Like, my butt has never accidentally swallowed something, right? I've accidentally had water go down the wrong pipe. My mouth, I can blow things out of my mouth. I can suck on a straw. If I use a straw in my butt, it's not like I could drink a milkshake. So, like, you make an effort for this.
You tried?
Or somebody. You know what? I've never really tried. I've never actually consciously thought, I'm going to sit down over this penny and see if I can pick it up.
You got a straw and a drink right in front of you.
Oh, God.
The next commercial break.
Right now.
I think my most...
Chug.
Jesus. I think as a college guy, or, well, I guess it goes back to junior high, the most embarrassing butt moment that I had...
Butt moment.
I did a cry as an adult because of butt pain. I'll tell you that later. But in junior high...
I kept saying, shh.
They took all of the doors off of the stalls in the boys' bathroom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There were three stalls, and all the doors had been taken off. And at this point in time, I had to be excused from class. My stomach was a mess. I was not having a good day at all. I was sick as hell. But like anything else, I think we probably had a basketball game that night, right, or some crap. So, you know, you have to go to school to play in the game or whatever. So I just was trying to fight through this. So, I mean, it was bad. So I ran into the bathroom. You have to get a hall pass. It's a process. I mean, you can't just get up. You can't get up and do anything in school. You have to, you know, it's got to be like a formal, you know, whatever. So I get in there, and it's bad. I mean, it is bad. Like, I'm blowing this place up, and people are walking in going, man, hey, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, man, you okay?
But people are really just getting in and out.
How bad does it have to smell for, like, to express concern?
Typically, the bathroom isn't that busy during the actual classes.
Right,
most people are in class. You know, in between classes, it gets busy or whatever. So, like, I still have to go. So I was probably in there for about 15 minutes. The bell rings, okay, and I'm still in there. And Tim Heiser, who I used to get in a fight with every day after school, I didn't have any toilet paper in the stall that I was in. And this time was just little plastic squares.
Yeah.
And Heiser's in there, and they're getting ready to start the next period. I didn't even go back to the last class. And so I go, hey, Tim, man, Heiser, seriously, man, hook me up, man. I don't have any toilet paper over here. Can you just come over there?
Why would you tell him that?
And he goes over, and they were like squares in a stack. And you could kind of open up the front of them and pull the whole stack out. So Heiser goes in, and he takes all the toilet paper out of both of the other stalls. So keep in mind, my thing is empty. And then he takes the paper towels and takes all of them and puts them under his arm and smiles at me and walks out of the bathroom. Now, this is the guy that used to call me Montgomery Woman.
Right.
Hey, look in there, Montgomery Woman.
So he took all the toilet paper. I did not have, and it was bad, and I still had to go. And I still had to go back to the other class and get my books, get my crap.
Where you been?
Get my backpack. There's another class going on at this point in time, man. So, like, I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? And this is a mess. Like, I'm a mess. Like, and now... The second the next class starts, so there's nobody. There's nobody in the bathroom. Like, if some one person would have walked in, I would have said, hey, man, please help me out. Heiser stole all the toilet paper. Go get the toilet paper.
I like
paper.
That he grabbed the paper towels.
Oh, he grabbed everything. So I couldn't even waddle over and use something, you know what I mean? Like, he took everything. And then I hear the janitor go into the ladies' room because he's a guy.
Right.
So he says, hey, it's Mr. Such and Such. I can't remember the guy's name. But anyway, but just to let, you know, is anybody in there? Hello. And he walked in. I'm like, hey! I started screaming, man. And so he like peeks his head around the corner. He's like, ooh, you okay? And I'm like,
you're okay.
I'm like, no, I'm not
okay.
Are you
sick, son?
I'm not okay. I said, Heiser stole the toilet paper, man. He's like, I'm like, it's not funny. He's like, I got toilet paper. So of course he's got toilet paper.
It is fun.
You okay, son?
Oh yeah. We got a whip.
Ooh. But I feel terrible as a child. You're stuck in there. But, you know, so then,
help me, please.
So then I go back to class, you know, to get my other stuff, and I get the typical, where have you been, Mr. Montgomery?
Right.
And I'm like, I was in the bathroom. You were not in the bathroom for 25 minutes. You know, this is in front of the class. Like,
Yes, I was. I'm not feeling well. I was in there through the whole bell, through the whole thing. That's why I'm here. I don't believe you. And I'm just like,
ask the janitor.
All right.
Ooh, that boy lightened it up. Like,
right, go right. down there and take a whiff.
All right.
You know, he's not all right.
You know who you want to ask? You want to ask Heiser. That's right. Who you want to ask. And I mean, like, I'm sure he'll tell you the truth.
I'll take all the toilet paper.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Send him to that guy. Right. He's clearly going to help you out. No
what,
shit.
What is the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
Thank you for sharing that. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Oh, I'm on. Sorry, I'm talking to my coworker. Did not know that.
Well, tell your coworker to shut up.
You're multitasking.
No, it's my last day of this job, so just kind of.
Oh, the time to kiss your ass, too.
Your eye. That should be your butt story. Just drop your pants right now, show them your ass, and walk out.
Put your penis in the coffee maker.
That's actually going to be my story right now. I'm kidding, but I was. Someone just hopped right into it, so I think I was about 15, and this is when my friends, I hadn't smoked weed. My friends are all talking about smoking weed, and then they're like, oh, Jared, do you want to hallucinate? I'm like, well, what do you mean? And they're like, well, if you take a napkin, you put it over your eyes, you take a ping pong ball, you cut it in half, you put it over your eyes, you get a red light to pull over your eyes, and you're going to have to listen to some white noise, and you're just going to sit there and zone out on the red light. And I'm like, okay. So me being gullible, I sat there, and I just kind of let them do it. And then you feel something get really close to you. Well, I felt something warm get really close to me. So I put my hand up and I start grabbing it. And I'm like, oh my God, what is that? It's all squishing and stuff. And I move my hand over and I feel a crack. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a butt. And then you get a whiff of air comes slaps me on the left side of my face. I rip everything off. I look at my friend and I'm like, dude, and he's just butt naked, just laughing. Just laughing up a storm. There's three other dudes there too. Everyone's all cracking up. So now I'm the gullible idiot of the night.
He farted in your face. He set you up just to fart in your face.
Yeah. Basically, and it was that was probably the funny thing he ever thought. He still talked about it, and that had to have been about 5 years ago.
You know what, man? Ted and I, we were discussing this today. It's another story out of England, all right? And the guy, he's screaming racism.
Just guy stuff.
He's doing what now?
He's screaming racism. He works at a grocery store, and he is accusing his employers of being racist. And Ted and I agreed on this point, not that they're not being racist. The idea was a co-worker of his, like this guy, farted in his face, all right? It was deliberate. The guy meant to do it. So this guy, and I don't know what ethnicity he is, the victim, as it were, but he went and complained to management, okay? And I don't know what transpired. But
probably smelled like curry or something.
But some time has gone by, and now this guy has taken them to court saying, look, this is racism because this dude farted in my face. I told my supervisors, and they haven't done a good enough job on the follow-up. And Ted and I are like, I don't think he understands. That has nothing to do with race, man. You rolled up and said a dude farted in your face.
Exactly.
They're not putting a lot of resources into this, brother. Has nothing to do with that.
Bad jokes coming up. You can send those bad jokes via the email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. And more of your calls coming up on our question. What is the butt story? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A traveler is arrested for chasing a flight down the runway. Here comes the fun. 23-year-old Patrick Kehoe somehow managed to make it down to the tarmac after the boarding gate had already closed Thursday morning at Ireland's Dublin Airport. He then chased after the Ryanair plane while shouting for the jet to wait, wait, according to the BBC. Kehoe was stopped by authorities while trying to make his last-ditch attempt to catch his Amsterdam-bound flight. He was pinned down to the ground, arrested, and charged with criminal damage to a door lock. He later posted his bail, a whopping $250. Another eyewitness told local media that the man appeared quite determined to make the flight as he ran with his suitcase under his arm. After he was released on bail, Kehoe shouted abuse at reporters and then mooned them, according to the BBC. Kehoe caused his flight to be delayed by 21 minutes, but it still landed on time in Amsterdam, per the reports. A male and female passenger were late for the Ryanair flight to Amsterdam this morning and arrived at the boarding gate after the flight had closed. They were engaging with Ryanair staff at the gate, and the male passenger then became agitated. He was banging on the window to try and get the aircraft to wait and made his way down onto the apron, trying to flag the aircraft down. Police at Dublin Airport detained the man. Our question, what is the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, real quickly before I get to my story, can I do a quick shout out?
Who's it to?
It's to my son.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, but
I'll do it for you. I'm sorry I left you when you were young, and I haven't talked to you in years.
No, I'm sorry I didn't pay you
my child support. I still love you. Thank you.
No. He recovered a fumble that helped Kentwood High School win their final game of the season last night that iced it for him, and I just had to tell him I'm so proud of him.
Oh, cool. So that is cool. Meanwhile, the father of the other kid who fumbled's like, "I hate you. Shut up.
You're a loser."
Yeah, I'm still proud of you,
loser,
too, son.
Loser Butterfinger, son.
Yeah.
From now till Christmas, you hold this football tight. You never know when I'm trying to swipe it out of your arm.
Right. Mom and I and your brother are gonna try.
All right. So my story. So I'm gonna cut out names and stuff, but there and places. But there was a professional basketball player that used to live in the South End, and he had many a parties. And
yeah, his name's Kobe Bryant.
That's it.
Ahoy. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
So a friend of mine who's a police officer used to go to this guy's crash pad all the time because they were always getting complaints about noise and problems and things like that. So he ended up getting a call from a female. I guess there was a swingers party or an orgy that was going on at one of these parties. And he ended up responding to a call of a female that said there was some sexual assault. And when he got there, the story was is that she had gone over naked to change the music. And one of the partygoers, for lack of a better term, came up behind her and gave her the how do you do in the wrong place.
Oh!
And so she called the police, called the police, and they showed up and they said, we don't even know what to do here because you're at an orgy, and this guy...
I don't know the rules.
Yeah, we don't know what the rules are.
I'm assuming that's one of them, but...
Yeah, bent over to change the movie, and this guy decided, hey, here, I'm going to give you the butt.
I want this to be a lesson to kids listening everywhere. Do not change music or movies when you're naked.
At an orgy with NBA basketball
At an orgy,
players.
Right. This is all. If you're at an orgy with an NBA player, be naked and try to change the music. Best advice I've ever given.
Just trying to think about changing music when I'm naked now.
And I'm at an orgy. Exactly. What song was on that? It's like, probably. Hang on, I'll be right
back. Probably the same rhythm of the CPR songs we played with Sit and Spin, wouldn't you guys? Same beat.
But why would you change it?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.